mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This broadcast is not left or right. It's about right and wrong. We're anti-corrupt war. We're anti-New World Order. We're against gun control. We're against tyranny. Carol Rose, Executive Director of the ACLU in Massachusetts, joins us from the Democratic National Convention, the big police state training op that we'll be covering. Protesters in cages, troops, machine guns, helicopters in the sky. Has nothing to do with keeping the population safe. Then in the next hour, Tom Wallace and Janine Crescenzo joining us. Who were also there protesting in the middle of all of this. It's a big deal, so stay with us. I know we haven't taken calls yet because I was telling the story of how I got knocked off the road by a tornado last night and barely survived. Thank God I did. And also, we've got Richard Franklin, who was in the Army with SAC, in the military for 11 years, 12 years with SAC. I believe he said for six. I've got his bio and his resume right here. He now is a successful businessman here in Austin, Texas. Going over how their official story of the stand down of NORAD is impossible. But callers are holding on a whole plethora of issues, so we'll go back over the impossibilities of 9/11 just in this one facet a little bit later in this 30 minutes. But right now, Richard, you want to take some calls?
Sure.
They'll probably be all over the map. Mike in Illinois, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Richard. Hey, Alex. Hey, Richard, thanks for coming on and having the guts to do what you're doing. It's great, because if it's not like people like you, then there's no way you're going to fight this New World Order. I just want to ask you guys, Alex, is that something did cross my mind, because I was talking to a guy. I was in the Air Force for 6 years myself, and he had told me about 2 months ago that jet airliners can be flown by computer. And actually, he is the one that suggested to me that it's a possibility that those terrorists were not flying those planes.
Well, look. The terrorists couldn't do it. Some of the best pilots in the country, maybe 1 out of 10 times, could fly a plane hundreds of miles by dead reckoning at 30,000 feet, come down with no radio beacons, and perfectly T-bone a building. But it doesn't happen twice. It doesn't happen 3 times with the Pentagon. Even harder to do. It doesn't. You know, this is a joke, people.
Absolutely.
And again, they a decade ago flew a jumbo jet from California to Australia by remote control. Richard?
Yeah, you have to look at the fact that microprocessors are easily controlled. That's why they have you turn off your cell phone inside the thing. It doesn't take much power to even control what's inside the cockpit now. Along with that, look at the flight plan, the flight path of the aircraft as they were flying past Washington and so forth. Have we heard anything from anybody on the ground as that aircraft was flying 500 miles an hour into the Pentagon from the west and then turned and made a G-turn that would have probably ripped the wings off of a normal airplane into the east side of the building? Has anybody said anything about the fact that their windows would have been exploding all over Washington, D.C.?
Well, also, pilots have said, I've interviewed them, that they couldn't keep a plane that low and that perfect because at full speed they would have had to hit their flaps and turn the nose of the plane up just because of the wind shear or the pressure of the wind.
Well, I'm waiting for them to release the pictures of the airplane off the Pentagon where it actually crashes into the Pentagon. They have cameras on the building, and they should have those pictures available. They're only releasing certain portions of information as they fabricate it, such as the guys who were being checked at Dulles the other day. They're not releasing that. Here, these guys getting on the airplane, see them being double-checked. Those kind of things. We're releasing that information now because people are asking questions and they're trying to go back and cover those bases. But you do have the pictures of the Pentagon where an airplane should have run into the building. Haven't seen those yet.
Didn't you say that it's a possibility that no plane did actually hit the Pentagon?
Absolutely not. I don't believe an airplane actually ever hit the Pentagon. If you go back and look at the ground pictures and see where the wingspan should have torn into the ground or the building, that is non-existent.
Well, when a plane crashes, I mean, there's a huge debris field. We'll be right back. Great call. More calls coming up. Stay with us.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Richard Franklin, and Richard worked for the U.S. military in SAC, and they've got these big bases all around the country that the military runs with the FAA, where they've shown it on television, where they watch the big boards and track every aircraft coming in and out of the country, what's happening domestically. Every aircraft is a blip with a number. And within minutes of an aircraft getting off course or not responding, they launch fighter aircraft in every case until September 11th. We've been talking about how their official story is impossible. Their official story is a fraud, has been proven to be a fraud. And so many pilots have said they couldn't, without landmarks, flying at a low level, fly into those buildings perfectly, much less from 30,000 feet if it wasn't even their original flight plan. Aircraft fly according to beacons. And I don't think a lot of people quite understand this. You know, back in the old days, remember, flying prop different aircraft, they were always getting off course and crashing and dying, even passenger planes, back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, before they really developed all of this, because it was very dangerous. You would get off course, much less bringing it down to just a few hundred feet, hitting these buildings. We're about to go to Danny, Bob, Dan, and Mark, and many others that are patiently holding. Mr. Franklin, again, I think this is the most important facet of this. When you were working for SAC, just explain to people out there that don't understand this. It's not like driving your car with dead reckoning. How hard would it be for someone, three separate aircraft, to take off and to fly and do these incredible maneuvers without radio beacons and to fly them perfectly into buildings?
Absolutely impossible. In fact, in most cases, you're flying from point to point as the beacon. They give you different frequencies to fly to these different beacons, but you don't get under aircraft control where they actually control you until you get near enough to land to something. You're going toward a runway or something along that line, or lining up for an ILS approach or something on that line. Then you actually are under aircraft control saying, okay, you need to fly such and such, you're high or low or whatever. We don't do that until they get very, very close to the ground. So what they did was virtually impossible. But there's something else that needs to be looked into here. Is I also have an aircraft dispatch license. The fuel that they said that caused the airplane to melt, I don't remember the lie that came right after the situation on A&E. They were talking about the fact that the buildings fell down because the metal started to melt, blah, 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 and so forth. If anybody goes back and look at the fact that jet fuel, and you can look it up on the line, you can Google search it or whatever, and look at jet fuel and temperature it burns at 1,112 degrees. It's a very cool burn for the most part. Compared to the temperature that it would have had to have, it would have been a blast furnace to have caused something to melt the way they say it melted. So the problem they have is the fact that those buildings could not have fallen the way they did. And we go back through and look at the seismographic, you know, graph and so on and so on. All those things are not true. None of that could have happened. That was just what element would have been added to the fuel to have caused it to burn that hot is some other questions we have to look at. So there are a lot of questions after the fact they try to go back and try to cover up later on with their own explanations, which, again, were implausible. So, no, the airplanes could not have flown the way they were. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. And again, we've talked to pilots. We have this large passenger jet that no one saw. People said they saw a small commuter or small jet. It's what eyewitnesses all said they saw. It flies around, swoops, does a 360, comes back in, flies at 30 feet off the ground, folks, at full power, which you supposedly can't do because the wind builds up under the engines and pushes the aircraft back up. They have to come in with their nose up, with their flaps up, folks. That's how they're able to do this. But no, this thing comes straight in, perfectly hits, leaves a 12-foot hole, no wreckage, and then later it collapses, and that's the images we're shown. Another impossibility.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And the vortex coming off those wings and so forth is a tornado. They could not have controlled that aircraft the way they said they controlled it. And I'm still believing it was a cruise missile myself.
But again, it's all the sleight of hand. They tell us what to believe, we buy it.
Right. And no one wants to recognize the elephant.
Okay, let's talk to Danny in Ohio. Danny, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Well, I've called in before, as you know, and my mom, she was driving her parents to the airport, and as we were driving, well, it was on the way back, when we were driving back, me and my mom, we saw this chemtrail. It was right in front of the sun. It looked like it was exactly on the sun. And then after that, a couple of days later, I was cleaning the bathroom, and my mom called me outside, and she saw a satellite that looked like it was sitting right there on the moon, just sitting. It did not move, and then it started to disappear.
Well, you might have been seeing a drone or something, but I know out in West Texas you can watch the satellites all day, but it was probably a blimp or aircraft or something, but there is a lot of weird stuff going on with atmospheric manipulation. The BBC admitted that the Chinese government has been manipulating their weather. I mean, that's an old science, but how old are you, Danny?
10.
Well, it's good to have you listening to the broadcast. How are you listening to us?
I'm listening to it on a shortwave radio.
Great, because we've got two affiliates in Ohio, and you might be able to listen to us on your local AM stations, but good to hear from you, Danny. Let's talk to Bob in Texas. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Good afternoon. I'm glad you made it, Alex. I saw that storm yesterday, and it was a monster, and I was looking at it just as you were getting swiped off the road.
Well, I told that story an hour ago, so for those that just joined us, why don't you recap?
You're coming back from Fredericksburg with your father, and apparently you got caught in the vortex of a tornado, and it whipped you off the road and smashed the car up pretty good and gave your father a concussion, and the steering wheel busted off in your hand. I don't know if that's just cheap engineering or you were holding on so tight.
Oh, no, it was definitely I was bracing, as we flew off the road backwards and hit two huge oak trees, and he just cracked into the steering column and totally smashed in the vehicle about 4 or 5 feet.
I saw several tails trying to come down out of that same cloud that was coming in from Fredericksburg, so it's no surprise that you ran into some pretty stiff winds there.
Are you listening to us in Fredericksburg?
No, I'm actually in San Marcos listening to you.
The police radios were saying a tornado hit Johnson City right as I was coming in to Johnson City. And so I was definitely in tornadic, or is it the right word, winds.
Yeah, tornadic vortex.
Yeah, it was, I'm blessed to be alive.
Yeah, we're real glad you're still with us, because I don't think this whole thing would be going the way it's going right now without your force of will.
And, well, I'm just one person.
Well, you're a powerful person. You have a powerful personality, and it's steering a lot of people and giving them the courage to keep up the fight. And I wanted to ask Richard one thing. Going back about 7-8 years ago, do you recall there was a big stink over National Guard F-16s ghosting these passenger liners, and they said they were just goofing off and they're being kind of radical. Well, here's my take on it. I think way back then, 7 or 8 years ago, they were on to the idea of these airliners being used as missiles.
That had been in the news. We knew that.
Mm-hmm. And what they were doing by flying close, of course, was they were looking in the window to see if there were passengers. And if they looked in the windows and they didn't see passengers, they were going to knock those things out of the air. And they were out of the D.C. Guard, National Guard Armory.
Oh, yeah. You find that most of the airport Air Force pilots are hot dogs. I mean, these guys, they're hot to go. They really don't care.
But
for them to tell me that they weren't going to shoot those airplanes down, that's a crock.
Right. Well, then they wouldn't have been shadowing those planes years before 9/11 if it wasn't because they didn't think that there was something.
Well, look, I have articles from 95, you know, CNN, Associated Press, saying, you know, plans to fly hijacked jets into World Trade Center, Pentagon, CIA headquarters, Capitol. And then Bush said, we had never heard of such a plan. No one had ever even dreamed of this. Meanwhile, they're running a drill 2 years before, 6 months before, and the morning of the exact same thing happening that happened. Thanks for the call, Bob. And I just want to thank God that I am still alive from yesterday. Any comments to what he was saying?
Can I just add one thing here?
Sure.
I spoke to Ralph Nader when he was here in Austin a couple of months ago, and I actually threw the same thing I'm throwing at you right now. I said, what do you think about this, and this? And Ralph and I kind of appreciate a lot of things he's tried to do in his life, but the man literally looked at me with blank eyes and said, I can't touch that. And that was kind of frightening to me.
Yeah, because he said, I can't touch that.
I can't touch that. Now, what does that mean, you can't touch that? You've gone after GM, you've gone after all these other companies. You can't go after the military for what they've done, or the government for the things they're perpetrating at this point? That makes no sense to me.
Let me ask you a question, Richard. You just go off the facts, the science, your expertise being a SAC air traffic controller monitor. But, I mean, we have official government plans like Northwoods that say we're going to hijack jets, crash them, blame it on foreign enemies to mobilize the people behind war. I mean, we have an official government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks. How important is that to you?
Well, we've done it before. I mean, you have, historically speaking, we did Pearl Harbor. We've done the Spanish American War. I mean, we've done it before to our own people. It's not as if we won't kill our own people to get ourselves involved in something that's going to get the people, the elite, paid. That's what we're having to look at. The elite don't care about us at all. At the bottom, the people in the middle and the bottom, they really don't care. It's all about the almighty dollar for these guys. So they will kill their own. They'll even kill themselves. Really, they don't care. They'll kill their mother for a dollar.
I agree with you. Who's the call in Arizona? Mike in Arizona, go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
My understanding, a friend of mine is a retired pilot who flew all these planes that were involved, the very planes, in fact, and he said it's not coincidence that the 757 and 767, I think, were the models involved, are specifically the models that were designed to be flown via remote control. Do you have any knowledge of that?
I have read that on official industry websites, but go ahead, Richard.
And same here. Same here. They can't be flown remotely, and anybody who thinks differently is fooling themselves.
Okay, good. The other question is...
I'll tell you what, stay there, Mike. Stay there. We'll come back to you, then to Dan in Illinois. That'll be it for our guests. Then we've got another guest coming on. By the way, everybody wanted this 7 million number in the prisons. Well, another article today about it. Okay, 7 million, and they say 6.9. I saw a Justice Department document a year ago that said 7 million. We'll get to that too. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
New Hair guarantees you'll regrow thicker, fuller, denser hair, or we will refund your money. Anytime within a one-year period. Here's what real customers have to say about New Hair.
I've been using New Hair for about 3 months with some excellent results. Around the second month, I noticed my hair was thicker, had more body, and a vibrant color. This is a great product that I will continually use.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less graying hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
Stop the clock on your hair loss and regrow thicker, fuller, denser hair guaranteed with New Hair. Call now. 800-806-0432. 800-806-0432. And receive up to 2 months free with today's order, so call right now. 800-806-0432. 800-806-0432.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, Mike in Arizona, you're on the air with our friend, the military air traffic controller from SAC, Richard Franklin. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, my understanding is that these pilots are trained to punch in either a 4 or 5-digit code if they sense a hijacking is about to take place. What do you think the chances are that none of the four crews involved could have managed to do that before being overtaken by guys with box cutters?
Well, the problem they have is, and again, that was the lie they also perpetrated, and you do realize that the radar trails would have been on the hard drive of the screens can be gone back and have them looked at. They can still be looked at right now. The controller should have asked them to squawk ident if he believed there was a problem. I need you to squawk ident, in which case they would have put in the code at that time, which would have caused that airplane to flash as it went across the screen. We should be able to see that at this time. They should be able to show that to us right now on the hard drive. So unless they be erased the hard drive, that information should still be out there. And yeah, they should have been. If the hijackers knew to turn off the transponder, don't you think that the pilots, as soon as they were being hijacked, would have just reached down and turned on the code to let them know that we were
being
hijacked?
Now, also, Richard, a key point you brought up, and I had read this as well, that for 5 years they keep all those tapes, and if there's an incident, 10 years, but magically five different systems that were involved, different installations, they just say they shredded those, and that's the end of the discussion.
Yeah, but they shredded them, but then you turn around and heard the conversations 2 weeks ago of the 9/11 commission of the guys talking.
Just like they said all the firefighter radios malfunctioned.
That's correct.
And then it turned out that was a lie, and they declared national security. Go ahead.
Right. And again, the same situation. You heard no air traffic control clutter on the guys talking on an air traffic control frequency. So there were no controllers talking to anyone else in the sky at that time. So therefore, those tapes were fabricated, but the tapes still exist, I'm guaranteeing you. But the radar trails are on the hard drive. They're not on tape. That's on a hard drive.
Richard, explain that to us, that again, on this channel, you would have heard lots of voices.
Absolutely. You're talking to several airplanes at one time. You're giving control instructions to everybody on the same frequency. So everybody hears everything else is going on with somebody else, so you don't duplicate your information, or somebody else can hear where this guy is so he doesn't run into him. You would have heard this guy saying, look, I've got an aircraft out here that's not under my control. I believe there's a problem with him. Let me give you a vector away from his area to make sure he doesn't get a run into. That conversation would have been heard. But at the same time, you should have seen aircraft going across on the radar hard drive, to see the guy sitting there flashing that he's already been hijacked. And at one point in time, I remember what the code was, but I don't want to go off into it right now. Again, national security. They might be at my front door here any moment now behind this. But that aircraft should have been flashing hijacked. They should have asked him to squawk his ident code.
Okay, Mike, does that answer your question?
Yeah, sure does.
Okay, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, Richard, I can tell you're an absolute expert at what you do. There's no question about it, your background.
Mm-hmm.
But have you read the propaganda in the NORAD website about this?
No, I haven't. Sorry.
It says, until the morning of September 11, 2001, NORAD's focus was almost exclusively on threats coming toward the Canadian and American borders, not terrorism in our domestic airspace. Because of that day, now NORAD is a terrorist type of thing.
But again, that's after the fact. It really has nothing to do with this specific incident. Although you can focus on one thing, you still don't break from procedure. And we went through these procedures. And let me tell you something. My ex-wife and I haven't agreed on anything until we got to this one point. Therefore, I know I'm right. All the stars are aligned on this one. She said the exact same thing, and she works for an airline right now and said something at a meeting, and they told her to shut up at that meeting. She's been since demoted. All right, I don't know if that has anything to do with this or not, but she's no longer in the position she was in. She asked some questions about why they weren't being dispatched from the closest air base. We have standard procedures. We don't ask questions. We just react to the situation. You don't have time to do that. You can't be emotional about your job as an air traffic controller.
This all flew against the policy since 1958, and when your Cessna goes off course, they launch F-16s, but four planes are going wild for 2 hours and nothing happens.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. We wouldn't go through it. We don't ask questions. We don't call a supervisor and say, hey, that guy's off course right there. What should I do? We just do, and then after the fact, we'll talk about it.
Like an alarm goes off. Anyway, what I was going to say, too, is that that's the biggest evil thing that's come out of this 9/11 commission is that the United States needs prior knowledge. It can never be surprised. In other words, there's no defense against a surprise attack.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most evil thing that came out of it.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Richard Franklin, I want to get you back on, maybe even later this week, because this is a big issue. We need to flesh it all out. And I appreciate your courage, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about just this ridiculous cover-up we've been witnessing.
And I appreciate you, Alex. I appreciate that a lot.
God bless you, my
Thank
friend.
You.
Folks, their official story is completely impossible. It's a fraud. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping? I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to, thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock, too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Don't forget the websites, folks. They're Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. And the military-industrial complex is trying to turn the planet into a giant prison. And the private individuals in the Carlyle Group and other institutions say in their own policy reports that they're going to use the threat of terrorism to take all of our freedoms and feed the economy through their greedy hands. And in Boston, they have thousands of police, military, people aiming live-fire machine guns at them, military helicopters, and I'm looking at photos and video clips here in front of me of protest cages, small cages, underneath, understand, under, and this is on Infowars.com right now, underneath the train station where no one is at, where people are put in cages to protest, where no one can see them. Now, the news will show you barbed wire fences, tall 30-foot, 25-foot fences with barbed wire facing in so people can't climb over. That's around the center where they're having the convention. But people that want to protest, they're behind that in little cages they put them in. Now this is what America has turned into. We're not America anymore if we don't have our God-given freedoms, our civil liberties, whatever you want to call it, to go out and protest. And I've had the people on this show, conservatives, liberals, who go out with a sign saying no blood for oil, and there's 500 Bush supporters on a street, and the police come over and arrest them, and they're charged with felonies and are convicted, and saying no one's allowed to disagree. You have to go a mile away to the inside of a stadium where no media is allowed, by the way, to stand there with your sign. It's a joke. And on top of this, last year, on the eve of the war, I had the lawyer, a city attorney on, no criminal record, 50-something years old, bought a shirt at the mall that said Peace on Earth. They thought that was an evil peace shirt, wouldn't matter what it was, and arrested him. Arrested him. So, and sickos like Michael Weiner, known as Mr. Savage, get up on the air every day and say, put anybody who disagrees with the government in a camp. Folks, I'm not kidding. In a camp. We had Senator Menace in Oregon, this is posted on prisonplanet.com right now, introduce a law almost passed that said if you block traffic in a protest, you got life in prison. This is what they're trying to do. I mean, I can't believe how bad it is. I appreciate her holding while I introduce this. She is Carol Rose, Executive Director of the ACLU of Massachusetts, and she's joining us now from Boston. Carol, good to have you on with us.
It's good to be here, Alex. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, I'm really concerned about what's happening, and mainly these are conservative protesters who aren't allowed to protest, but it's going to be the Democrats who can't protest in New York. It has nothing to do with keeping us safe from terrorists. What is going on?
Well, absolutely. It has nothing to do with keeping us safe from terrorists. I mean, everybody agrees that we want to have sufficient security to prevent another terrorism attack. But the kind of things that are taking place here in Boston for the Democratic Convention aren't really aimed at that. What they're worried about is the fact that they don't want to have a lot of the message being heard by the delegates. They're really trying to isolate the delegates from the other people who, you know, want to have their protest voices being heard. So it's really... really dramatic. They put up what the judge, when we challenged the so-called free speech zone, the judge himself called it an internment camp. There's razor wire all the way around. There's netting above. There's two rows of fences around the area. And there's railroad tracks overhanging the whole thing. So it really does have the feel of an internment camp, which is what the federal judge himself described it as.
Now, where can we find his comments? I'd like to link to those. Are those going to be on the ACLU Mass website?
Yep, it's ACLU-MASS.org, and we've put it up there, and he calls it an affront to the spirit of the First Amendment.
I'll tell you what, do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Say that slowly for listeners.
Absolutely. It's www.ACLU-MASS.org.
Okay, now I want to commend the ACLU, because in the past, if it was conservative groups having their rights violated, sometimes state chapters wouldn't help. I did see a little bit of that, but I have to tell you, I mean, these are mainly conservative protesters and a lot of what you'd call liberals and libertarians that are protesting, and, I mean, for those that haven't seen the video, and the news isn't showing half of this, I mean, this is 25, 30-foot fences, then underneath a train station where no one can even see you, they then lock you inside cages, I mean, and then the judge calls it an internment camp.
Right, and nonetheless, he upholds it. I mean, this is going on at the same time as we're having just an extraordinary police presence. The National Guard has been called out. They're searching people who ride the trains, the subway systems, searching their bags here without probable cause. I mean, it's just really been an extraordinary and very last minute. And when we attempted to challenge this, because the Boston Police Department had told the ACLU that there would not be any kind of a tent or a zone set up, we were surprised when at the last minute the Secret Service filed a motion to intervene into the case and to join in.
So really, this is just training us how to be slaves.
Well, that's right. And, you know, one of the real concerns that I have is that, you know, down by the convention center, you know, there are really the accommodations being made for the media. There's accommodations being made for the delegates and all the party bigwigs. But there isn't an accommodation being made for the average citizen, you know, or resident of this country who wants to have his or her voice heard. And one of my surprising things is I was out at the historic town of Lexington over the weekend and asked to give some remarks because some of the delegates were going to be coming out to Lexington, which is a very bucolic and sort of beautiful New England town, and they'd put up a free speech pen there, thinking that this is the new way to do it. And there was no evidence or suggestion that there was any kind of a security threat.
And basically this says anybody protesting is really a criminal. We're going to go ahead and put them in their own special little ghettos. This is the type of stuff they did in Nazi Germany.
Well, that's right. And the concern that I want everybody to understand is, of course, all of the United States is a free speech zone. That's what this country is built on.
And this is meant to be a chilling effect, is it not?
Well, you know, we don't... They say they're doing it, you know, for security purposes, but it doesn't seem to serve any security purposes. Certainly putting people into a small area creates a safety hazard, a security hazard, if anything. And we've gotten calls from security experts and public health experts expressing concern about the lack of safety in these very small and enclosed spaces. So I don't think that there's really a legitimate security argument here. It just seems to be almost, if nothing else, maybe a PR move to say, look, we're doing something.
Can you explain to me, I'm looking at photos here, so you're behind a big fence and they have a little cage they have you get in. This is insane.
Well, it certainly goes against the spirit of the First Amendment, and I would suggest it should have been, the judge should have ruled that it went against the letter of the law as well.
Well, they're acting like somebody who wants to protest is a fire-breathing lunatic.
Well, right, and, you know, a lot of these people are little old ladies who want to carry their signs and, you know, people who want to protest. And then there are people, you know, who want to have counter speech. But we've always said that in our society that if there are people who want to break the law, we have ways to prosecute them for breaking the law. You don't, in anticipation that a few people may break the law, suddenly decide you're going to silence everyone.
Well, yeah, you're guilty until proven innocent. I mean, in Russia and China and Nazi Germany, they said no protest allowed because somebody, that might undermine the state, and you're all guilty until proven innocent. And, I mean, Carol, are you familiar that in Seattle, the government actually hired provocateurs to kind of set this precedent of, oh, look, things get out of control, and then how they infiltrate with police into these different groups who they've caught in Miami and D.C. actually causing problems?
Right here, going in and instigating. Well, you know, it's interesting. Here, we had one of the cases that the ACLU won, there was another group that wanted to have a peaceful protest right in front of the Fleet Center on Sunday, the day before the convention, and the city had ruled that they weren't allowed to, even though it was, you know, down the street, on a public street, on the day before the convention even started. And we went in and we said, no, you know, we said to the court that they should have a right to march down in front of the Fleet Center. And, in fact, they were granted that. We won that case. And they had their peaceful march yesterday on Sunday, and nothing went wrong. There was a bunch of people from a wide range of political views out there, about a couple thousand people marching down in front of the convention center, and nothing went wrong. And that's what this country is about. People should have a right to express themselves peacefully.
Well, I agree with you, Carol. But, Carol, they're not going to stop here. Okay, I mean, take Georgia. They announced that half the state, and this was the governor, was under a civil emergency or martial law and would not allow protest in whole counties until people like yourself sued. Then they said, okay, we'll allow you to protest in little cages again.
Right. Well, I think it's incumbent upon all of us to continue not only to work in the courts, which is certainly where the ACLU does a lot of its work, but also to work in our state legislatures, to work with our police departments and in Congress, and to continue to push and to say, this is not acceptable to us. This is anti-American to put people into cages. America itself is a free speech zone, certainly relative to the rest of the world. And
well,
if
Carol,
we give that up, we're giving up a fundamental American value.
Well, yeah, America isn't even worth defending if we don't have this. Plus, it doesn't make us safe. It's a joke. But Carol, I got two questions for you because you're obviously an expert on this. Again, you're the executive director of the ACLU of Massachusetts. We're honored to have you. Website, ACLU-mass.org. We'll put a link to that on my website, Infowars.com. But I'm trying to understand something here. In D.C., they've done stuff like this. In Miami, they've done stuff like this. They've attacked innocent people. And then now, even in New York, 2 weeks ago, the police commissioner said, we may not allow police to protest. You may lose your job if you protest.
Mm-hmm.
We've had dozens of colleges say, if you speak one word during during commencements or during graduation, you are going to have your diploma taken. I mean, this is a scary development. Can you speak to that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think there's a mood across the entire country, which is that somehow dissent is unpatriotic. But of course, you know, we know here in Massachusetts where the first patriot stood up and said and spoke out against the oppression of the British crown, that dissent is actually a deep American tradition, and that dissent is actually a patriotic thing, that we have not only a right but a duty to criticize our government when we don't agree with what the government is doing. And the ACLU is here about defending the right to dissent, regardless of the political view you take. I don't care. We want is the right to dissent itself. And when that fundamental right to exercise your political views, whatever they may be, is threatened, then we're really seeing a sea change in what this country is all about. And I feel very strongly that right now, at this time when we are under assault with a fear in the country of domestic terrorism, that this is the time to rededicate ourselves to the American values, the things that make us unique in this country. And certainly freedom of speech, freedom of association, things like that are so fundamental to who we are as a people and as a country that these are the values that we need to fight for, perhaps above all others.
Well, Carol Rose, you're there in Boston right now, and from the news images, troops aiming heavy machine guns with loaded live rounds at the population, checkpoints everywhere, police in black ski masks and black helmets, armored vehicles driving around, Homeland Security, helicopters.
A helicopter overhead of my office, and I apologize if there's a lot of background noise. That's a military helicopter right outside my office.
Well, so describe the atmosphere. I mean, what are the citizens of Boston saying about all this?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of people who have just left town. Their free speech rights have been chilled. They're not even coming into Boston. So this morning when I came into town, for example, there was very little traffic. And the parking lots are empty because people are just staying away. But the people who do want to exercise their political speech rights, they're nervous. They're courageous in going forward and trying to do so. But I think it's really put a damper on the whole political process when we end up with a convention, whether here or in New York, where we have something created for TV, but not really reflecting the American people.
This does something else. I agree with you. This also takes the focus off the message of the convention itself,
mm-hmm.
and focuses it into this giant police state advertisement desensitization campaign. And as you said, then even smaller towns outside Boston mimic the police state. So can you talk about both those points?
Well, right. I think it's important that we realize that everybody says, well, this is special. This is just for a national security special event. But, I mean, two of the things that aren't going to be permanent, well, one of the things is that when other towns and cities start to mimic this, saying every time there's any kind of a public parade or a public free speech exercise that suddenly you have to put a cage around it, that's a terribly chilling thing. I think the other thing we have concerns here in Boston is they've brought in thousands of new surveillance cameras to be able to track people's movements literally as they move across the city. And one of our concerns is that they've said that's going to be permanent, that once they've set the infrastructure into place, they're not going to dismantle it once the convention is over.
And it's not for terrorists. It's for the general public. Homeland Security, $1.2 billion is going to be spent just in New York. Now Homeland Security says we fight terror and crime, saying in Section 802 of the Patriot Act that all crime is terror.
Right. And we know that much of the executive branch authority, the police power that's been taken out of the Patriot Act, in fact, hasn't been used in terrorism cases, that more often than not, it's being used in just typical criminal cases. And, you know, the good law enforcement people, and there are many of them out there, they know that the Constitution protects them just as it protects the regular citizens.
Well, what about what about the police commissioner? Did you see that where he told the police they might lose their jobs if they protest?
Well, that had a lot to do with the union battle going on here in Boston. There was that kind of an issue because the police union was going to strike, and I didn't see that here, and I'm not sure if it happened elsewhere. But here, I think the bigger issue is that the Boston Police Department has a history of actually being very progressive and very effective at community-based policing. I'd hate to see them go in a different direction because suddenly they've gotten a different lesson out of the Democratic Convention.
Have you had any issues where, like in Miami, where they just savagely beat up innocent people?
So far, we haven't. We're on our first day of the convention, and as far as we have heard to date, we have not had any incidents of police brutality, and we hope to keep it that way.
Now, CIA officers, FBI officers have been on record in mainstream publications for 2 years saying They've been ordered to issue fake terror alerts to distract away from the administration's activities. They're clearly doing that here again. This cynical action of telling the media they're the target is to now get the media embedded with the militarized police and the military. Do you agree with that?
You know, it's hard for me to state whether or not that's actually happening, but we certainly recently brought a suit saying that merely because there's a high terrorism alert, you don't suddenly have a right to search people without probable cause. I mean, one of our concerns is these new alert levels will be used to actually say, during an orange alert, let's say, you don't have any Fourth Amendment right to be free from an unreasonable search.
Oh, I got to stop you. The New Jersey State FEMA coordinator head, Sid Casperson, said last year in Gannett News Service that under a red alert, your rights are stripped. That's a quote. You will be considered an enemy combatant if you leave your home.
Wow, that's really extraordinary, and I certainly hope that would be, you know, knocked down by the courts. I mean, that's the kind of thing that we simply can't allow to happen. We had a very similar case here in Massachusetts where somebody tried to do that during a heightened alert. They didn't yet call it an orange alert. And we've recently had that struck down by the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court. So we're going to have to work in the courts, but it's not enough. I think the average American citizens have to educate themselves about what's going on and themselves take action. I will tell you, you know, people in Congress listen when their constituents call them. And sometimes they listen when the ACLU calls, and sometimes they listen when the courts call, but they always listen when their constituents call. So it's really incumbent upon every American, every resident of this country to take action and let their voice be heard.
Okay, Carol, we got a break. I want to thank you for coming on. Carol Rose, Executive Director of the ACLU in Mass. Thanks for coming on, and take care, and I hope to get you back on as this develops.
I appreciate it. I always like to listen to you. Thank you.
Take care. We'll be right back, folks.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
go to Ben, Dan, Roger, and many others that are holding. Got several other guests who are on the ground right now under Police State Central in Boston coming on to later in the next hour. We have the precedent for total martial law being set up whenever they go up to orange or red level alerts. That's what this is all about, folks. And I told you back with Seattle, this is a test case to set the precedent. I want to cover some news right now. Then we'll break, as I said, and go back to your calls. If you do support this broadcast, if you do believe in what we're doing, if you want to warn people and have tools that will effectively wake people up in a big way, I have made two amazing films concerning who really carried out September 11th, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and The Masters of Terror. Both of those are over 2 hours long. They're $25.95 apiece. $20 if you get three or more of any of the 10 films I've made, like America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil. $18 discount when you get three of the tapes, $24 discount when you get four of the tapes, and so on. We've got a bunch of other great new 9/11 films by other wonderful researchers, like 9/11 The Great Illusion, 9/11 Painful Deceptions. They're incredible pieces of work. You got to get out to people. You're authorized to make copies of the videos I've produced, by the way, the films that have my name on it. We got a bunch of books on tape. Go peruse the Secure Safe shopping cart at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, or simply give me a call toll-free at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The ball is in your court, folks. All right. For decades, government has been caught, the World Health Organization with the UN, adding hormones to vaccines so the body then attacks the cerebral cortex in babies. This gives you an IQ reduction. They want to dumb down population. They've been caught doing it. Hard to believe, huh? Here's the London Independent today. Children to get jabs against drug addiction. See, now we're going to change your brain chemistry so you won't be angry. So they have those new vaccines to psychologically brain damage you. Well, this new one is children to get jabs against drug addiction. Ministers consider vaccination scheme heroin, cocaine, and nicotine targeted. A radical scheme to vaccinate children against future drug addiction, it changes the brain chemistry, folks, is being considered by ministers, the Independent said on Sunday. Under the plans, doctors would immunize children at risk for becoming smokers. See, oh, you're poor, we're going to make you take it because you'll probably end up on it. Or drug users with an injection. Again, people who may use drugs when they're little babies. The scheme could operate on a similar way to the current nationwide measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination program. Childhood immunization would provide adults with protection from euphoria that is experienced by users. Now, they then go on to admit this drug shuts down your capability to have endorphins. It actually goes in and binds with the receptors. Folks, this is a lobotomy. Drugs make you feel euphoric because you naturally have those feelings. When you do good on a test, when you have your first child, when you get a raise, when you accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you get euphoria. When you get a date with that good-looking woman when you're, you know, in college who's really smart and cool and you want to go out with her, that's what it's all about. I'm high all the time on endorphins. I don't need drugs. And it goes on to say that the pharmacological system will change the brain chemistry. Folks, this is so incredible. Right out in the open. And they're going to make them take it. And they're going to make you take it. After you have this shot, you'll be one of us. Oh, but once you're depressed, we'll have some Prozac for you. It operates on another level of the brain. Folks, this is so incredible. All right, third hour coming up. Stay with me.
Our terror...